Donald Trump's endorsement has been a golden ticket for many Republicans seeking to stand out in contested primaries. But after 2020, he's embraced more long-shot candidates and is seeking to oust incumbents that did not overturn his defeat. That brings risk for Republicans in states like Georgia, where Trump held a rally last weekend. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler brings us more.
Wow, that's a big crowd of people.
When Donald Trump took the stage at a windy rally 70 miles northeast of Atlanta, he promised Republicans would win big in November. But first,
we have a big primary coming out right here in your state. We're going to throw out a very, very sad situation that took place. Your Rhino Governor Brian Kemp.
The governor's race is one of seven in Georgia, where Trump has endorsed insurgent candidates to unseat incumbents or stamp his brand of conservatism on the race, from U.S. Senate down to the relatively obscure insurance commissioner. Most of these candidates are running to challenge Kemp, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and their allies after they certified President Joe Biden's narrow victory in 2020, like Kemp's chief challenger, former Senator David Perdue.
Let's get one thing straight. Let me be very clear. Very clear. In the state of Georgia, thanks to Brian Kemp, our elections in 2020 were absolutely stolen.
They were not, and were verified by three separate counts of the results. But unlike past elections, where Trump-endorsed candidates have more easily dispatched their opponents, this time, Georgia Republicans seem less sure. As governor, Brian Kemp's record on issues like abortion, voting laws, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the economy are about as conservative as it gets. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist in Georgia, says the real-world impact of how these incumbents have governed will stand out more.
You can't give them a half story because they know the full story. It's got to match up with what they already believe to some degree.
That's why at a Kemp event in Northeast Georgia recently, voters like John Ford say they can support incumbents, but also still like Trump.
He was the president. Brian Kemp is our governor. He's my governor, and he has my vote. And I feel like David Perdue running as a primary candidate is divisive to the cause. We need all the help we can get pulling in the same direction.
Perdue lags Kemp in fundraising and polling, and former football star Herschel Walker running for Senate is the only clear frontrunner among Trump's Georgia picks. That leads to a concern among Republicans here that the primary infighting could harm them in November, especially in a state that will likely be decided by razor-thin margins. It's not just Georgia where Trump's picks have struggled. In Pennsylvania, Senate candidate Sean Parnell dropped out last November after abuse allegations. And last week, Trump unendorsed Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks for the Senate race there after Brooks' campaign stumbled in the polls. Even Donald Trump seemed to leave the door open that his endorsements wouldn't be as successful as they once were in an interview with Real America's Voice.
These are not sure things. And if I lose one along the way, which you have to, right, they're going to say this was a humiliating experience.
And at the rally in Georgia, he reminded his candidates why he came to town in the first place.
Mr. Future Governor, I hope, David, you're going to be the governor. I just wasted a hell of a lot of time here tonight.
Georgia's primary election is May 24th. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.